Oink.
Nay. Bad.
Yeah!
Yogurt!
Pigpen time, here's Danny.
Yogurt.
Hi.
Yogurt.
All right, so a few weeks ago, I don't even know how to explain this. I got to do something that I can't decide whether it's cool or not. All and right. I'm going to present it to you guys to determine, you know, which side of the fence you guys are on this. So being a longtime musician and playing in original bands for a great part of that, there's kind of like this death rattle that you fear when you become a certain age, that if you're like a serious independent musician and I write songs and I want my stuff to be heard and I'll never do that, I'm never going to play that kind of music. One of those things is being in the cover / party / wedding band. Now, no knock on the bands that do that, because
right, they can make good money.
If they incorporate themselves and become a thing, much like Emerald City has done, that has been an entity in this town since I moved here in the mid-80s, late 80s, and they're still doing it, and they basically have two or three Emerald Cities that are fully staffed. To one can go play this, it's a company. One can go play this wedding while another is playing this event. And they're so good. I mean, they're some of the best musicians in town. And I know a lot of people and have played with some of the people that have been on that kind of revolving door. But there is something somewhat soul crushing.
Sure.
That is your career and you're playing you're playing Celebration by Kool & the Gang.
I know, and I've always thought that, for our wedding, we had a band called Mr. Pink.
Yes.
And they were great.
They were kind of Sinatra-ish.
Yes, it was a Sinatra band. Yeah. And they played weddings, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's stereotypical type stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's so much fun while you're in the moment. But I think of those guys looking up there going, are they beaten to high holy hell?
Well, I look at it at this too, and I've had a kind of a change in perspective over the years that, okay, so you can be in your little stupid indie band that's never going to be heard, never going to go anywhere, but you happen to be a really good musician. Would you rather, for a living, do something that you hate and make okay money, or would you rather do something that you're skilled in doing? Say you're a really good trombone player, but playing the balcony club, you know, once a week is just not cutting the bills.
Yeah.
But being a trombone player in this ensemble that each member is making $500 a night and you're booked a lot, what's wrong with that?
There's nothing
There's
wrong
no
with it.
Shame in
None
that.
None whatsoever.
But as a younger musician, you do look at those bands and you're like, no way, man.
Yeah.
I'm never doing that. You're never going to hear me play Celebration
right.
at a wedding or some stupid cover. Well, about 3 weeks ago, the band that I'm currently in, Bastards of Soul, it's an original soul act, and we've released one album, and we've got a couple more that are being worked on, blah, 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 who cares? We were approached by an organization called EarthX, and EarthX is an organization that they do fundraisers and auctions and all this type of performance-based stuff to raise money for Earth Day and similar type organizations that are about preserving, you know, the integrity of our planet.
It's Malcolm's son.
Earth X is Malcolm's son. That's his joke.
I'm going to leave now.
Please stay. I need you for this. We were approached.
Don't shake your head at me, Ty.
To be.
Man, if Ty is shaking his head, bro.
I know, not funny.
To be part of their Dallas gala or gala. Now, this was supposed to happen back in March, but obviously the COVID thing pretty much put everything on kibosh and pushed everything back. So what they ended up doing is last month, they put on a virtual show, which was filmed at the Kessler. It was just the bands and the production crews. Everybody's, you know, distanced and masked and sanitized and all that stuff. And we're like, yeah, that'd be, you know, number one, we'd like to be able to be a part of this great thing. Number two, it's going to be filmed professionally with multiple cameras and professionally mixed. So we're going to have some really good content to use for whatever we want. And we get to play our original music. But there was a catch. The catch was, yeah, you're going to get to go up there and play like five of your songs for all of these Earth Day watchers of the gala. But we also want you to back up Skip Martin of Kool & the Gang.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah. So Skip Martin, if you don't know who he is, he was in a band called The Daz Band. And he wasn't a founding member, but he was in there when they had their hits pretty early on. And you may remember the Daz Band from their big hit, Let It Whip. Let it whip, whip it, baby. Baby. Don't whip it right. Let yeah, it whip. Whip that it, was baby. That kind of their...
Or whip it all night.
Yeah, that was kind of their big hit. That their breakout hit. But he later on, he left the Daz Band in 1985 and joined Kool & the Gang kind of after they had all of their hits.
Okay.
And he was in Kool & the Gang through the 90s, I believe.
So he's
maybe even through 2007 is like when he left Kool & the Gang.
Filipino Steve Perry.
Kind of like that. Yeah. So he wasn't in Kool & the Gang during their heyday, but he, you know, he's a trumpet player and he sang a lot of the hits and was with them for a long time. But he does these things. I mean, he goes out as Skip Martin and plays as the guy that was in the Daz Band and Kool & the Gang, and they wanted Bastards of Soul to be his backing band as part of this gala. And we said, okay.
So not a lot of gigs out there anyway right now.
Yeah, like, exactly.
At all.
Yeah, and this was well budgeted, and everybody got paid, and it was a really cool event, and, you know, to go Earth Day, go Earth X. So there I am the week of the taping of this thing, in my studio at home, learning Let It Whip and Ladies Night and all of these songs.
Oh, yes, it's Ladies Night.
And we didn't rehearse once. Actually, we did. We ran over it a little bit with Skip the night before in soundcheck. Now, Skip is 63 years old and looks younger than me.
Yeah.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
Dressed great, a great band leader, very communicative, very patient with us, because there were certain things that he wanted done a certain way and was, you know, okay, now you need to play the bass line like this, Danny. It's blah, 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 blah. Now, Matt, you're a little behind the groove on that, blah, blah, blah. Chris, no. Come on, it's like this. And really cool and worked with us. But yeah, there we are up there filming this thing, playing freaking Kool & the Gang songs. If you'd have told 23-year-old me, this is your life, dude, I'd have been, no way, man.
Yeah, at 51, he's going to be up there playing with a guy that joined Kool & the Gang 20 years after their prime.
Yeah, 20 years after, you know, he was in them from 87.
Okay.
88.
Yeah, still, like, but yeah, well after
when
they
I'm
were.
In Boy Scouts disco dancing in front of my tent to Celebration, if you'd have told me you're going to play in a band with the dude that sang Celebration after Celebration, it is so confusing. But what I did find is audio of the event.
So there are no people there?
No, it's streamed.
It's all going to be okay.
This already happened.
Okay.
Yeah, it streamed a couple of weeks ago. It's going to be made public, the whole performance. It was a paid thing to raise money, the Dallas Gala, but they're going to make it available to the public to stream for free. But our good friend Tom Bridwell happened to be the sound engineer, and he sent me clips. So if you're interested and you would like to hear my silly band backing up Skip Martin of Kool & the Gang, I've got it here.
Wait a minute.
All right.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Was this... Okay, I swear yesterday or the day before I parked my car, were you blaring Kool & the Gang in the parking lot? Was this you?
I might have been making some mental notes.
Yes! Dude, it was up to 50. I was like, who was playing Kool & the Gang in here? It was you.
Yeah. My stereo kicks ass.
It does.
Especially in a parking garage.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was probably making some notes. It was probably the night that we had to go do our setup and rehearsal. So if you're interested, let's dip into Bastards of Soul and Skip Martin of Kool & the Gang / Daz Band and listen to the Daz Band hit, Let It Whip. He's 63.
That sounds great.
He sounds good. I mean, for live, this ain't bad.
Isn't that bass?
You know who's happy right now? Donovan.
Oh, yeah. Who's singing backup?
Quick note. all the child and all the harmonies, we did play to a background vocal track.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's our guys singing along with it, but you don't get that thick of a background vocal sound with just two or three harmony vocalists in a band. So he did have a track going on, but everything else, it's us.
Sounds
there may
great.
Be like a synth stab in there, some of the little key elements of the song.
Yeah.
All right, here's a Cool in the Gang song that we did. I'll just play you a couple of little quick clips. Number two, Mino, see if you know this one.
Come on, let's hit it.
And he had long spiels before every song.
What did he look like? Come on. Like, what does hair look like? Just short?
Short, okay. Yeah. Sunglasses all the time, cool shiny blazer, tight jeans.
Say what you're gonna do. Do you want to get out?
That's him.
Get down on it. Sing the song.
Get down
There's
on
no
it.
One there, Come Skip.
Get
Crank
down
it.
On
it.
Come on, Mike.
Mike.
Get down on it. Yeah.
Get down on it.
Sounds good.
Get down on it.
Standing on the wall.
Get your back up on the wall.
Tell me, why are you gonna do it if you pretty bone take the chance by standing on the wall?
Get your back up on the wall.
Well, I heard everybody sing.
There's no one there.
No one.
On,
there's like a camera guy leaning going, I don't sing.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
All right, real quick, let's segue into what it would have been. My kryptonite, and I probably would have killed myself then if you'd have told me, yep, you're going to be playing this song as one of the highlights of your career.
Let's celebrate it. Come on, Matt, get to me, man.
Oh, my God.
Yep. And I'll tell you what, this song is flipping fun to play.
Is it?
Oh, hell yeah. That's him. That's Skip.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, we had our horn section there, too, but he wanted to take that.
God, can you imagine telling 17? Whoa! Telling 17-year-old
Dingu
Danny Van Bayless that
sing.
He's got to do this.
So they didn't consider not playing this one,
dude.
Let's hold this off.
This ended the night. Check him out. He
this
sounds
is
good,
automatic,
man.
Right? No, I'm not.
There's Chris Holt. You can hear him singing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We gon' celebrate and have a good time. Yeah.
So when they go play, when he goes and plays with his band, where do they play?
I don't know.
Like, how big are they now? Like, they play Majestic?
Wildflower Festival, maybe?
Yeah.
Things like that?
Like,
state fairs?
What's the place that always advertises here up in...
Yeah, the cover band circuit. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Party band. The thing that gets the middle-aged divorcees out on the getting their booties on the floor.
It was fun. Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was great hanging with Skip. He was really fun, and he did kind of have like a fatherly presence with us.
Right.
And he was trying to tell us stories about, you know, the music business.
Right.
And it was... I think he thought we were a lot younger than we really were, really are.
Right, we're your age, dude.
Yeah, I'm really like a decade away from you, pal. But yeah, it was a blast, man. And
it was 1975. I was at Marilyn McCoo.
Yeah, pretty... Dude, it was a lot of that.
Yeah.
But real quick, he did whip... You know what? We got to go. We got DJ next. I'll tell you stories off the air. It'll be great.
All right, Moose next.